Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Luke Combs. He's coming to Levi Stadium on May 17th, and tickets still available. But we've got some burning a hole in our pockets, and we have to give them away, but we have to do it to caller 17, and that's you, Jamie. How are you?
Good. Good, thank you.
Congratulations on being caller 17. You get to play Lion for Luke with us, okay?
Okay.
Now, the way this is typically played is you have three rounds. Each of us go around and tell you a story from our lives, and then you have to guess if it was a lie or truth. Kevin is out sick today, so here's how we're going to modify the rules. Kay's going to go, and I'm going to go, and then you get to choose who you want to hear a second story from, me or Katie. There's a strategy there. Maybe you know more about either me or Katie, okay? Or feel like you can read us better or something like that, okay?
Okay.
All right, Katie, you want to go first?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Listen close to this story, Jamie.
When, for the majority of my life, my dad lived in Southern California, and we would go visit him every summer. And it would be me and my two brothers. And I suffered from such extreme codependence that even long into our teens, I would make my little brother, who's only 3 years younger than me, he wasn't like a little kid, I would make him sleep in bed with me every night so I didn't have to be alone.
Wow.
Is it a wow? Or is it not even true?
Is that a lie or a truth, Jamie?
I feel like that's a lie.
You don't know. Jamie, it's an absolute truth.
Wow. How long did that go on?
At some point, for some reason, my grandmother got involved and said, "You can't make him do this anymore." All right.
I feel like all the times I've heard you talk about you living in the chocolate factory, I haven't heard about you and your brother.
Okay, very smart. You're right. This was on my dad's side of the family. On my mom's side of the family was the chocolate store. So
right. There you go.
Okay. Or chocolate factory. But
all right.
Good job.
And I thought you were going to be like, that doesn't sound like something you do. And I'd be like, Katie's the queen of codependence. I'm going to the bathroom. Come with me.
Gavin and I have had hotel rooms that had doors in between, and I made him sleep with the door open.
That is a true story.
That is a true story.
All right, here we go. Jamie, you have to get the next two right to win Lion for Luke. When I was a kid, we're talking like 8 years old. 8, 9 years old, when kids get weird. I thought you know what? I don't have a collection of something. All of my friends, some collect baseball cards. A lot of them collected baseball cards. Some collected comic books. Some even collected rocks. I made the decision I was going to start collecting empty boxes of cereal. Breakfast cereal. And my parents at first thought, oh, he's quirky and adorable and funny. Until my stacks of cereal boxes would go from floor to ceiling in my bedroom, and I would catalog them by color and by brand, and it got to be too much, and they had to throw them all away. Is that story true or a lie?
True.
That is a true story.
True story.
True story. And then I would even tell people like, hey, I have a really rare shredded wheats. But no one knew what I was even talking about. I just wanted to be cool when they were like, I've got Bo Jackson's rookie card. Be like, yeah, well, I've got one where Tony the Tiger's wearing glasses.
Yeah, well, you also brought a briefcase to elementary school. So.
Also a true story. Yeah. We're getting all kinds of true stories today.
All kinds of truths.
All right, so third round, you need to win this one to win. Do you want a story from Katie or do you want a story from me?
I guess you, since I got it right from you.
Okay, all right. We're going to go back to my childhood again. And when I was 10 years old, I wanted to be, from the time I was like 4, actually still to this day, wanted to be a paleontologist. Somebody who digs up dinosaur bones. And I was lucky enough and obsessed enough that I applied for a contest at the local Natural History Museum in Philadelphia to win a trip to the Badlands to visit a real paleontology dig and, you know, brush away some dirt on some real bones. And I won, and I wasn't allowed to go because it was during the school year. Is that story a lie or a truth?
I'm going to go true.
Yes.
Poor Gavin.
That was the true story. I was devastated.
Poor Gavin.
And now I do this for a living. Thanks a lot, Dad. All right. Well, congratulations. You got yourself tickets to go see Luke Combs. How about that, huh?
Woo!
I think you mean yee-haw. It's going to be Levi Stadium on May 17th. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Thank you,
Jamie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.